This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We have here a list of a few of the federal agencies charged with keeping us safe.
NCTC.
NSA.
CIA.
NSC.
DHS.
DOD.
FBI.
DOS. Post-9/11 reforms were supposed to streamline and coordinate the intelligence that all these agencies gather.
But the new system obviously failed on Christmas Day when a would-be bomber boarded a plane bound for the U.S. President Obama briefs the nation today on how this near disaster occurred. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins us now to talk about what the incident says about the sprawling U.S. intelligence community. Hi, Mary Louise.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, paint us a picture, if you will, of how these agencies, this alphabet soup of agencies, are supposed to work together post 9/11. I understand that representatives from them actually sit down together pretty regularly.
They do. And this is a big change since 9/11, is that they all physically sit together at one of those acronyms you mentioned, the NCTC, which is the National Counterterrorism Center. On the operations floor there, 24/7, you've got people from CIA, from FBI, from the big military intelligence spy agencies. So that is where the dots are now all supposed to get connected. And I should mention, later today, the White House is releasing a version of its first findings on the Christmas Day attack. We're expecting the president to announce some more of the steps he's taking to strengthen the system. So we'll be watching for that and any changes that he may choose to announce.
Right. Well, walk us through what happens now with a hypothetical incident. Let's say the CIA gets a tip about someone at a terrorist training camp in Yemen. What is supposed to happen?
Okay, so what should then happen is that the CIA, in this case, would forward what they know to the NCTC, the National Counterterrorism Center. They should help work to get him into the government's terrorist database, if this person isn't there already. That should trigger checks by other agencies. For example, a big one this time around, does this person have a U.S. visa? And then it would be the NCTC's call whether to put this person on a no-fly list. Sometimes it seems just to take a while for the system to catch up with itself. For example, an interesting twist today is that the LA Times is reporting, in the case of Abdul Muttalib, this is the alleged bomber on Christmas Day, U.S. border enforcement officials actually did discover his extremist links in the terrorist database, but while he was airborne, while he was on that plane to Detroit, and that they were apparently planning to question him when he landed. Now, by then, of course, it would have been too late.
Right. Well, one of the recommendations from the 9/11 Commission was a better computer system, computer systems that actually talk to each other between the various agencies. Has that been changed? Have those systems been upgraded?
I think fair to say IT remains a huge challenge in the intelligence world. To give you some perspective on that, I remember visiting the NCTC several years ago and sitting down doing an interview with a senior manager there and noticing that he had this row of hard drives lined up under his desk. And the reason was that to do his job, he needed access to 28 different computer networks, and none of those networks talked to each other. So he was spending his day bouncing from one network to another. When I was out just a few weeks ago at NCTC, I asked the current director whether this is better. Has it changed? And he said, it's better. Technology's better, but it's still a big challenge.
Well, clearly the system didn't work on Christmas Day. Is there a sense that this reorganized intelligence community works at least better than it did before 9/11 in other incidents?
I think there is a sense that things are better. There's been a number of successes recently against homegrown terrorists. And I think intelligence officials would point to those, the case of Najibullah Zazi, for example, as evidence that cooperation is working better between federal agencies, between local law enforcement, that things are better. Again, an incident like Christmas Day underscores there's a lot of work still to be done.
Right. And the idea that maybe there's too much bureaucracy now, that more is actually less.
Right. I think before 9/11, there was a sense that you had all these different spy agencies, but no one running the overall effort. One way to think about it now is that you have too many hubs now. You have a lot of spokes on the wheel. A reasonable question to ask, are there too many hubs?
Mary Louise
Kelly. Too many people running things.
Right. Thank you. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR's national security correspondent.